Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ministry of Finance and Public Credit fourth quarter results for 2003 conference call. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for your questions following the presentation. On today's call, we have Alejandro Warner, head of the Economic Policy Unit, Andres Conesa, head of the Public Credit Union, and Alonzo Garcia, the Undersecretary of Finance and Public Credit. I would now like to turn the floor over to our host. Gentlemen, you may proceed.
Hello. Good morning to every one of you. This is Alonso Garcia. We would like to welcome you to Mexico's Ministry of Finance conference call on public finances and public debt report for the fourth quarter of 2003. Given that we had a conference call barely a month ago, I will make some brief comments on the main macroeconomic figures published in the last few weeks, and then move on to the main fiscal and public debt results for 2003. And afterwards, we will open the floor for questions, and Alejandro Werner and Andres Conesa will join the floor also for answering them. The latest macroeconomic indicators have confirmed that the Mexican economy entered a stage of higher growth in the fourth quarter of 2003, fueled by a rebound in manufacturing due to the acceleration of this activity in the U.S. and the resilience of domestic consumption. The latest indicators on international trade and economic activity published in the last few weeks have posted seasonally adjusted gains. And let me review some of these indicators. First, manufacturing exports posted the fifth consecutive month of positive seasonally adjusted monthly growth in December, and in this month grew at double-digit annual rates. Intermediate good imports posted positive growth rates in the last 4 months of the year in seasonally adjusted terms. The annual growth rate in December was 11.9%. The surge in these imports is a favorable sign for manufacturing and maquiladoras' future production. Industrial production, on the other hand, increased in October and November 1.5% and 0.8% respectively in seasonally adjusted monthly terms. The Global Economic Activity Indicator, the IGAE, which includes industrial activity, agriculture, and services, and is a monthly proxy of GDP, has posted positive annual and monthly growth rates in the last 3 months available, September, October, and November. This rebound of the Mexican economy's output growth had a slightly positive effect on the number of urban workers registered at the Mexican Institute of Social Security in seasonally adjusted terms in the fourth quarter of 2003. Also, the unemployment rate fell from 3.8% in November to 2.96% in December. Furthermore, preliminary data point to a positive trend in employment generation in early 2004. Inflation ended the year at 3.98%, a 34-year low and within Banco de Mexico's target range. Inflation increased to 5.2% in January, mostly due to increases in non-core items such as meat and public transportation. Domestic financial conditions continue to be favorable for the expansion of private demand in the fourth quarter of the year. As a result, bank and non-bank financing to the private sector continue to expand in real terms. The favorable macroeconomic developments of the fourth quarter of 2003 are in line with the expected macroeconomic framework for the current year. Looking forward, the economy is to continue gaining momentum in 2004 as exports grow and domestic expenditure is expected to rotate towards private machinery, and equipment investment, which has been lagging behind. Let me move now to the main finances results in the fourth quarter of 2003. Fiscal discipline was strengthened in 2003. The public sector registered a deficit of 41.7 billion pesos in 2003, which amounts to 0.6% of the estimated GDP. However, excluding the voluntary retirement program, the public sector deficit for 2003 was 25.6 billion pesos, or 0.39% of the estimated GDP for the year. These figures compare favorably with the 2002 fiscal deficit, which was 75.6 billion pesos. In 2003, the primary surplus increased by 40.1 billion pesos with respect to 2002. If the voluntary retirement program is not taken into account, the primary surplus increased 57 billion pesos in the year and reached 2.5% of GDP. Public sector borrowing requirements were 170 billion pesos, an amount 25.3 billion lower than the amount originally programmed. If we were to exclude non-recurrent revenues from the calculation, the PSBR would have resulted in 3.3% of GDP. Therefore, public sector borrowing requirements in 2003 were lower than a year early in real terms and as a percentage of GDP. Budgetary revenues were 126.2 billion pesos higher than the amount estimated in the revenues law for 2003. Out of the total excess revenues, 69.9 billion pesos were explained by oil-related revenues, 31.3 billion correspond to public entities under direct budgetary control other than PEDEX's own revenues, and 9.2 billion to non-oil tax revenues, and the remaining resources are explained by non-tax revenues. Non-oil tax revenues of the federal government increased by 5.3% in real annual terms, increasing their share in GDP. VAT revenue increased 11.4% in real annual terms as tax collection efficiency improved. The VAT revenue was the highest as a percentage of GDP since the tax was created 20 years ago. Public sector expenditures increased 7.7% in real terms in 2003, and by 6.6% also in real terms if expenditures associated to the voluntary retirement program are excluded. Programmable expenditures related to social programs increased 10.8% in annual terms. Budgetary public investment expenditure increased 16% in real annual terms. It should be noted that expenditure was fueled by additional resources in line with the automatic stabilizers mechanism included in the 2003 budget. It should be pointed out that besides expenditures related to the voluntary retirement program, programmable expenditures include 8.7 billion pesos used for the capitalization of manobras, 5.7 billion pesos this time, destined to the infrastructure investment fund, the FINFRA, and 6.2 billion pesos for the oil stabilization fund. These expenditures are associated with the acquisition of assets and therefore do not imply a change in public sector's net worth and do not imply a direct real pressure to aggregate demand in 2003. Now I would like to describe the main public debt results for the year. At the end of 2003, Mexico's total net public sector debt was 26% of GDP. That is 1.6 percentage points higher than at the end of 2002. In particular, net public sector external debt amounted to 12.6% of GDP, which is 0.7 percentage points of GDP higher than at the end of 2002. This increase was largely due to the nominal depreciation of the peso in relation to the US dollar registered during the year. Adjusting for this effect, net public sector external debt as a percentage of GDP declined by 0.4 percentage points during 2003. Net domestic debt of the federal government amounted to 13.4% of GDP at the end of 2003, a 0.9 percentage point increase as compared to the end of 2002. This result was attributable to the fact that, as in previous years, the budget deficit was financed entirely through domestic sources. In this context, the federal government's public debt strategy during 2003 was directed to continue with the recomposition of public debt in favor of domestic debt. The implementation of this strategy allowed us to continue decreasing the share of external debt in our total public sector debt. In particular, public sector external debt represented only 48% of total public sector debt at the end of 2003, which is a figure substantially lower than the 80% recorded in 1996. The public sector registered a net decrease in external indebtedness for $2.5 billion during 2003. However, the outstanding amount of net public sector external debt at the end of 2003 was $1.4 billion higher than in 2002, reaching $77.3 billion. This result was attributable to a decrease of almost $1 billion in the value of net external assets of the federal government associated with external debt and upward accounting adjustments of $2.9 billion, which result from the depreciation of the U.S. dollar with respect to other currencies in which external debt is denominated and the registry of liabilities related to the Pidiregas projects. During the year, the federal government's external debt policy was marked by the implementation of liability management operations aimed at reducing the cost and extending the amortization schedule of external debt. Among the external debt operations that took place in 2003, I would like to highlight the following. First, the launch of global bonds with collective action clauses under New York law. Second, the prepayment of all the remaining Brady bonds outstanding. And to highlight also that with this operation, we became the first emerging market issuer in retiring all of its Brady debt. And finally, Mexico's active participation in international capital markets. This participation allowed us to pre-finance in 2003 an important part of our obligations which were due in 2004. We completed our refinancing needs with the issues of $1 billion floating rate note and the 20-year 500 million sterling bonds, both of them conducted in January 2004. On the domestic front, efforts continue to be directed to the development of the domestic bond market and to the consolidation of the long-end segment of our peso yield curve. In order to achieve these objectives, the government modified its calendar for securities issues to include the 20-year nominal fixed rate bond denominated in pesos. This bond was successfully launched in October, and it was traded for a fixed annual rate of 8.39%. The successful placement of this security confirms investors' confidence in Mexico's economic strategy and reflects the perception that an environment of stability and certainty will prevail in the medium and long term. To conclude, I would like to remark that fiscal discipline was strengthened during the year 2003. The results for the year are consistent with our stated goal of achieving a fiscal surplus in the medium term and reducing the public sector borrowing requirements substantially in the long term. Prudent and responsible fiscal policy management has strengthened the fundamentals of the Mexican economy, generated macroeconomic stability, increased credit availability for the private sector, and allowed domestic demand to be resilient during the economic slowdown we faced in the last 3 years. And with this, I will conclude my comments, and we could move to answer any questions you may have. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you do have a question, you may press 1 followed by 4 on your touchtone phones. If you are on a speakerphone, we do ask that you please pick up your handset to minimize any background noise. And if at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. Once again, if you do have a question, please press 1 followed by 4 on your touchtone phones at this time. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press 1 followed by 4 on your touchtone phones at this time. Gentlemen, there appear to be no further questions at this time.
Okay, if we have no questions, then I would like to thank everybody for attending the conference call. No, and okay, if there are any issues that you would like to discuss with us, the investor relations office is at your disposal. Thank you very much for attending the conference call.
Thank you, and thank you, callers. This does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect your lines at this time and have a pleasant day.